A world map, a black hoodie, and a family sampler are just some of the dozens of community-donated artifacts that fill the Identity Project, the newest exhibit at the Tallahassee Museum. While a person might not normally think much of these everyday objects, here in the museum's Phipps Gallery, they take on a new, reflective meaning. Their purpose in the exhibit is to make museum visitors contemplate their own identities. Artifacts are located next to plaques that ask reflective questions, like, what do you do? How do you define your community? And what do you value? One of the interactive elements, the true mirror, brings those thoughts to the forefront. Unlike a regular mirror, a true mirror shows a non-reversed image of its viewer, or how other people see the viewer every day. Tallahassee Museum Chief Curator Linda Deaton talked me through the experience of looking through a true mirror.
They say you need to, it's going to make you kind of look a little, not symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
But if you play with it for a little while,
yeah,
you feel more comfortable with who's looking back at you. And that's the real you.
It's almost shocking because I'm not used to seeing this image of myself.
Right.
Deaton says the Identity Project is an attempt to appeal to a more modern audience. She says museum officials are reinterpreting the Tallahassee Museum to focus more on community and see identity as a key pillar of that. According to her, the exhibit lets museum officials learn about how the guests see themselves and their community. But above all, Deaton wants visitors to share what they learn at the attraction with each other.
Well, I see it as an experience to come in. I don't see it necessarily as a sober experience. I hope that it's a fun experience because the museum is very much about having fun. And again, I hope it's a place where families can come and learn from each other.
Admission to the Identity Project is included with the regular ticket price for the Tallahassee Museum. The attraction is open now and runs until January 2nd, 2015. For WFSU News, I'm Matthew Stolpe.